December 23rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. How can I personally partake in the atonement? God forbid that I should glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians 6:14. The gospel of Jesus Christ always forces an issue of will. Do I accept God's verdict on sin in the cross of Christ? Have I the slightest interest in the death of Jesus? Do I want to be identified with his death, to be killed right out to all interest in sin, in worldliness, in self, to be so identified with Jesus that I am spoiled for everything else but him? The great privilege of discipleship is that I can sign on under his cross, and that means death to sin. Get alone with Jesus and either tell him that you do not want sin to die out in you, or else tell him that at all costs you want to be identified with his death. As soon as you transact in confident faith in what our Lord did on the cross, a supernatural identification with his death takes place, and you will know with a knowledge that passes knowledge that your old man is crucified with Christ. The proof that your old man is crucified with Christ is the amazing ease with which the life of God in you enables you to obey the voice of Jesus Christ. Every now and again, our Lord lets us see what we would be like if it were not for himself. It is a justification of what he said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." That is why the bedrock of Christianity is personal, passionate devotion to the Lord Jesus. We mistake the ecstasy of our first introduction into the kingdom for the purpose of God in getting us there. His purpose in getting us there is that we may realize all that identification with Jesus Christ means. That's the end of Oswald's text. For so many believers, it's all about the point of salvation. For so many believers, it is all about that specific date and time when we come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness of our sins and receive Jesus for salvation. And yet, the ultimate is only begun by that process. When we come to Jesus for salvation, we reach the point of death to ourselves and the opportunity to be crucified with Christ truly on the cross, our sins atoned, and our lives restored and redeemed. From there, the beginning of the journey lets us set out on a trek for intimacy with God. As we all recall from reading the story of the creation of man in the garden in the early part of Genesis, God's walk in the garden daily in the cool of the day to converse in holy conversation with his children, Adam and Eve, without obstruction, without block, a completely intimate and holy relationship. The holiness was that the relationship was right. Yet when they fell from grace, committed sin, and in defiance walked away from God and those daily walks in the garden in the cool of the day, they set out on a path that made themselves God and left God behind and forsaken. The point of salvation is when we come to the end of ourselves and decide to go back to God, back to the place of creation. If we will but follow that track, once we begin that journey with Jesus, once we have come to the place of salvation, we will discover an intimacy that rivals all other intimacies we've ever known. We will discover an intimacy and a passion and a relationship with God so sweet and so pure that we want nothing more than to do what he would ask. We want nothing more than to please him. And we are so pleased in that place that we need nothing else.